Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area, of course, and we speak to Ruth just about every single Monday morning at this time. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi there, Marshall. It's my weekly wake-up call.
That's right.
Start the week.
It's like a it's like a cup of coffee on Monday.
Exactly. So, busy times, as I'm sure you know. We have an interesting go-around about the trees and at Housatonic State Meadows, Meadows State Park, which we've been focusing on for since last fall. You know that many, many trees were taken down there by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, claiming they were hazardous to public safety. And, of course, there was an outcry from the public, and a grassroots group has formed, and they've really lobbied and got a bill through the Senate that just came out, and hoping it will now come up through the House, which would regulate how DEEP handles these things. And, of course, DEEP is not happy, so I think it's going to be an interesting the issue is not over yet. It's going to be an interesting time. But have you been by there? I mean, it really is. It's changed the whole landscape of the area.
It was done. You can take trees down and everything in stages, so it doesn't look like a tornado went through there.
Yeah, exactly. And it really, when you go by, it just changes the whole landscape. And the worst part, I guess, was the lack of communication. Nobody knew it was happening. And the DEEP officials did apologize for not letting people know and said they will change their methods from now on. But I was up there the other day, and there were remnants of chips being, brush being chipped. And it's just not the same park. So I'm sure there'll be a follow-up to all this legislation. Went to an interesting meeting up at GEAR this week. There's a group trying to form what's called Villages of the Northwest Corner, which is going to help keep seniors independent in their homes. And it's going to be modeled after one in the Berkshires. So somebody from Southern Berkshire County was there to talk about it. Lots of social service people were there, and there's a lot of interest. You know, we do have an aging population here in the Northwest Corner, and there is concern about letting people stay in their homes, having them be able to do to stay there, but needing help, you know, with outdoor, indoor cleaning, and even down to tech support. So many of us could use help in that area. So, again, there will be another. There will be a meeting, a public meeting, to discuss this in the near future, so stay tuned. The caboose up at Falls Village is getting a new facelift. A bunch of the kids from the Housatonic FFA were up there scraping and peeling the other day, and in preparation for painting it. If you're familiar with downtown Falls Village, it's right there at the center of town. It's been there for quite a few years, owned by the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, and it's really an iconic fixture of the town. So kudos to the kids for working on it. Earth Day this past week saw lots of events, lots of cleanups, lots of people getting out there and hauling trash away from the countryside. There was also a panel discussion in Cornwall, which was very interesting. And so much of it is focused on climate change and the concerns of that. Looking ahead, Marshall, well, we have all kinds of budget stuff. We're always talking about budget stuff this time of year. Canaan has been Canaan Selectmen were told to cut its budget, their budget, and there will be a meeting of that finance board on Wednesday night to hear where the cuts were being made. Tonight we have the Sharon budget hearing, and and that's 7:30. We have Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow night.
Yep.
We have, as I said, Canaan Board of Finance on Wednesday. There's a great program that Peter Vermilia and his kids at the high school are taking part in. It's about Troutbeck and the history of that place over in Amenia.
The Troutbeck Symposium from students from 7 or 8 different schools, private schools and public schools, all are participating on the second day of that. It's amazing.
Yeah. It sounds terrific. I learned that from a friend what went on there, and all sorts of interesting people gathered there for all sorts of mostly civil rights issues, but I'm so glad that Peter has got the kids involved. It sounds terrific. I believe there's Arbor Day celebration in Canaan at the school on Friday, and on Saturday, the Falls Village Housing Trust is honoring Mary Palmer, who has stepped down as town clerk in Falls Village, and people are invited to come and celebrate that. So busy week, really busy week, and I'm sure you have other things.
There's other things going on. Before they get that, you know, Kent has really turned into a hotbed of political things going on. I mean, I looked at the paper this morning, and the Park and Rec chairman Lynn Harrington resigned,
mm-hmm.
And that is a whole kerfuffle there on its own.
Mm.
These jobs that we take for granted are tough. They really are. And you can disagree with people. You can have. But boy, you know, it gets it's tougher and tougher to serve on these town commissions.
Absolutely. Every meeting I go to, we hear this. There are vacancies. People don't want to serve because of, you know, for a variety of reasons. But lots of disagreements and just not like it used to be. No, not at all.
Well, there used to be disagreements, but they were disagreements amongst friends, and they didn't get out of whack, and everything now seems to get a little bit out of whack
when
it's done, and it's too bad. It really is, because you know, folks, pretty soon you're not going to have anybody volunteer for these commissions, and then
you're really in trouble.
Yeah, you're really in trouble.
And really, some of these commissions, you really almost need a PhD. I mean, if you listen to zoning and what they have to learn and know about, it's incredible. Board of Finance, you know, you have to be a CPA almost to...
and now you're going up against phalanxes of lawyers that come in.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have that experience. It reminds me, like I said, when I applied to take over the local access television station, and I was trying to take it away from AT&T at the time, I show up at a table, and at the table across from me, 16 people, 15 lawyers, and one representative from AT&T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's big business these days. It's not a little volunteer that when we first came here, you know, I'd be happy to sit in on whatever. Boards of education are tough. Every one of these commissions, and it's not to mention the time put in.
When you mentioned the boards of education, I had a couple of messages with Craig Whiting, and I said, Craig, what you're going through now, years ago, Falls Village had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so years ago, I contacted the state to see if, A, the Region 1 budget can be cut into three votes, which was for the high school, for
people
the
services
and the administration,
right.
And B, we would like to change the way that the representation is set up, so everybody pays an equal share. And I told them, I said, I give you credit, but I can tell you what they're going to tell you now. A, you can't change the budget. It's part of a state statute. B, you can't change the way the towns have to disperse their money to the region because it was a state statute. And not only is it a state statute, but it's a state statute that every school district now follows.
Mm.
And you'd have to get the legislature to overturn that and come up with a whole new statute, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, talk about weeds of just and roots of things. I mean, that goes so deep that you to change it would be almost impossible.
Yeah, because nobody wants to get nobody in the legislature wants to get involved in that.
Yeah.
They don't, because you have to. It's every town that has a regional school district.
Right, and the interesting thing I learned, if one town wants to get out of our district, and I assume it means the whole state, if you want to get out of a regional system, the others all have to vote to approve that.
Approve it, yeah.
I mean, there's so many.
But that's the only out. Remember, Falls Village talked a little bit about that when they were unhappy with the superintendent.
Yeah.
But you do that, then you have to hire your own superintendent again, and it's a quagmire.
Special ed comes in, and that's a huge. You have to provide that. It's so convoluted that it's for the most part, unfortunately, Canaan has faced it for the last few years. Usually, it's cyclical, and one town gets really hit hard, but
2 years in a row for North Canaan.
Yeah, yeah. So
all right, Ruth.
Well, we're not going to solve that problem today, Marshall, but at least we talk about it. One other thing I just want to say, there was a great farm talk again at Sharon Historical Society on Saturday night, and the farm community here is fascinating, just fascinating. James Shepherd from the Hops Farm in Sharon spoke. So interesting. Ronnie Brook Farm. We do have amazing agricultural things, as you said, and you were talking to Amanda Freund recently. Yeah. Just incredible.
Yeah. All right, Ruth, have a great week.
You too, Marshall. Take care.
We'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories at rep-am.com on the web or in the paper.